this time.
I don't think I ever had any homemade pie. It sounds pretty good though.
I made a 20-gallon kettle full last fall.
I don't know how many different outfits I made. My daughter, they all just love homemade, and I made some for her. And then I came down here. I came home. Well, I was sick a lot last winter. I had surgery in the fall, and I stayed with her until February before I was able to come home. And I made homemade for her while I was there. Then after I came home, I made some here. I usually keep hominy made, either canned or in the freezer.
I go back to this. So, would you tell me again, while we have the tape on, how you made that last batch that you made?
Well, I took a gallon of water and a can of Mary Wore a Lie and 4 pounds of grease.
And that was what you had left from the beef?
Mm-hmm. Beef suet, they call it now, or beef tallow, I called it. You just put it all together and you cook it, and well, you can usually take a feather from a chicken and just stick it down in there and pull it out. And if the soap's strong enough that you can take your finger and go down this way and the fuzz comes off the feather, your soap's done. And then you just dip it out, and I pour it into a tub and let it set about 12 hours or till it gets thoroughly cool, and take a knife and slice it out in cakes and lay it out to let it dry, because it's better aged. The longer it ages, the better soap usually it is. And
this batch was about 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm. It's been, I'm sure, that long since I made that last.
So you can use the fat from any animal?
Yes, any kind of fat. You can use fried meat grease, or you can just use meat scraps. I've seen my mother just put in big old pieces of meat that had bones in it. But then you have to strain your soap when you get through. When it gets done, if you put things like that in it, why, then you have to run it through a screen or something and screen your soap. I never put anything like that in mine when I make it. I just always careful.
Back when we was children, my mother, if nothing went to waste, you know, back then, she would use, if it happened to be a meat joint brewing, you know, it was still good to make soap, you know. She would use it to make soap, right, you know. That way it wasn't a loss. Now we, with our freezers and things, we don't lose meat like we did back then when we didn't have. We depended completely on salt cure.
Well, how did you preserve your meat? I guess you had harvested one in the fall after it got cooler.
Yes, you had to. A lot of people just use straight salt, but my folks usually always mix their own sugar cure.
What would go into that besides sugar?
What would go into it?
Sugar cure.
Well, I can't remember exactly the proportions we used, but I know we used brown sugar and salt and saltpeter and black pepper and red pepper.
And then you just rub this on, or you?
Mm-hmm. Put this all in. We usually just put a whole bunch of this mixture in a tub, and then we just lay our pieces of meat in there and just rub on every bit that we could get to stick on the meat. And then when we'd put it down in a meat box, we always had a meat box so the flies couldn't nothing get to it, you know, that would not seal it airtight, but seal it enough, you know, that couldn't nothing get to it. And on the thick parts, like the thick part of the hams and the shoulders, they would take just a little extra salt and just lay on this meat.
Did you smoke meat also?
Well, when it gets as salty as you want it salted, yeah, my folks always smoked it, and I've smoked it a lot of times. You'd take it out of this salt and wash it in hot water. Wash off all your surplus salt.